Hey friends, welcome to my daily teaching videos. Graham here, coming to you live from the Big Apple, from New York City. I'm in Times Square, and it's a little crazy and noisy here. I thought this would be the best place on planet Earth to come and do a video all about rest and peace. What do you think? So in a moment, I want to jump into that. I want to do a four-part mini-series all about living from a place of rest in God. I know it's going to be a blessing to you. Hey, before we do that, as usual, let me do a few quick housekeeping things. If you're on my YouTube channel, please consider hitting the subscribe button down there. Three things with the links below as well. We've got an email newsletter we send out once a week. Know that would be a blessing for you. Why not sign up for that? Secondly, big thanks to all of the partners of my ministry. Thank you for your faithful prayers. Thank you for your support in the gospel. We love and appreciate you. If you're not yet a partner, why not sign up below for that? And then lastly, if you're not yet a believer in Jesus, I would love to talk to you about Jesus. Love to lead you to Jesus. Love to help you step into relationship with God. Hey, at the end of this video, I am going to do a quick prayer that will help you begin a relationship with the Lord. And if you have questions about that or you pray that prayer, drop me a line. I really want to help you with that journey. No strings attached. Only the cords of love from Jesus to you. Boom. So today I want to begin a series and I want to talk about rest. It's interesting. I'm here in Times Square. There's actually a scripture behind me up on one of these flashing panneaux lumineux. I don't know what they're called in English. These flashing neon signs. You probably can't read it because my camera's blurred, but I'm sure you'll know the scripture. In Matthew 11, it's interesting, in Matthew 11, Jesus prays a prayer at the end of Matthew 11. So I've got a little mini Bible here, I'll find it. At the end of Matthew 11, Jesus prays a prayer and he says, Father, I thank you that you hide things from the wise and prudent and expert, but then you reveal things to babes. Just take a moment and think about that. God loves everybody, no questions asked, but God actually hides things from people and reveals things to other people. You know, it's interesting, the wisdom of God is not hard to find. You don't need to go to a Tibetan mountain. You can come to Times Square, New York City, and you'll see that same verse, Matthew 11, written on the board behind me. And then Jesus says what the Father has revealed. The verse, many of you know, Matthew 11, 28, 29. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yeah. So much craziness around me here today, and yet I want to talk about rest. I want to talk about how Jesus has lived for all eternity. Do you know heaven is the most restful place? I was going to say in the universe, but it's much bigger than the universe. Heaven is the most glorious, restful, peaceful place. God dwells in perfect, glorious peace. Nothing is ever out of place. There's no strife. There's no confusion. There's no friction. God dwells in absolute, perfect, glorious peace. Peace is not the absence of conflict. You know, 15, 16 years ago, I got invited here to come to New York City and to preach in the United Nations, just not too far from here, here on the river. I'm one of only three people, I think I'm the only preacher alive who's preached in the UN. Three people have preached there. Billy Graham, gone to be with the Lord, Ravi Zacharias, let's not go there, and Graham Jones. And I think of that every time I come to New York. And I actually remember being outside of the UN building, this is in about 2007, and there's actually a scripture written, engraved on the UN building. And the scripture says this, it says they'll beat the swords into spears, spears into pruning hooks, and there will be peace. The problem is that verse is it's a quote, but it's a misquote. The Bible doesn't say that there will be peace when we get rid of our instruments of war. That verse actually says, come, let us go up the hill of the Lord. Let us learn of God. He will teach us his word. We will walk in his ways, and then there will be peace. And God has a peace he wants to give to us that is not about resolving conflict between people. Jesus, remember when Jesus was born, the angels came and they sang, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. It didn't sing peace between men, but peace towards men. And I believe God has a peace for every one of our life that comes down from heaven, that nobody can explain. Jesus said in John 14, 27, peace I give you, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world gives, give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. And here's my simple suggestion at the beginning of this series to you. I think Jesus lived when he was on the earth in the fullness of heaven's peace, of heaven's shalom, of heaven's wholeness. I think Jesus dwelt in absolute perfect peace. Yeah. Jesus loved the Word of God. Jesus was the Word of God. It says in Psalm 119, 165, great peace of those who love your word. Nothing offends them, nothing disturbs them, nothing moves them. And I think Jesus lived in that utter, glorious, wonderful, incredible peace 24/7. Now, I don't mean he didn't have problems. He had problems every day. He had constantly people jostling him, thousands of people, people trying to kill him, trying to throw him off cliff edge, accusing him, lying about him, pulling at his clothes, you know, trying to get him, needy. He had all of this craziness around him, and yet on the inside of him, he dwelt in absolute perfect peace. Do you remember in Mark 4, Jesus teaches the guys, and he gets in a boat, goes over the other side, and Jesus is asleep in the boat. And the Bible literally says, I love that language, the boat was tossed about. Imagine, it's like the wind just tossing this tiny little boat about. You can see these guys like turbulence on a plane, just being thrown around like a rag doll. Jesus was asleep. Jesus was asleep. Why? Because he had peace in his soul. He knew who he was. He knew whose he was. He knew that the storm, nothing could take his life away until he was ready to lay it down. His life was in the Father's hands. He dwelt in absolute perfect peace. What happened when Jesus woke up? You know, Jesus comes to the bow of the boat and he releases from his inner man, if you will, what's happening on the inside of him. He releases on the outside of him, peace, be still. And I think that storm probably went from incredible wind, you know, waves crashing, towering waves, to glass in an instant. And I want you to see that as I begin this series. Jesus dwelt in absolute, glorious, perfect peace. And I believe he wants you and I to live in that same peace. I believe he wants you and I to live in that same place of glory. I believe he wants you and I to abide in his peace. I believe he wants you and I to stay in this glorious thing. Jesus says, I will give you rest for your soul. And I believe that peace is there in front of you. In the next 2-3 days, I'm going to share some practical keys on how we can actually step into that. But I tell you, God offers you peace. You don't need to smoke something or drink something to get it. And you don't need to hide away from life to get it as well. You have peace in your spirit right now, and Jesus wants to give you peace in your soul. So I'm going to give you a few keys over the next few days to do that. Let me give you the very first one just as I finish this video today. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. You say, Graham, I'm a Christian. I've come to Jesus. Yeah, I know. But every day, I think we need to come to Jesus. We need to come and drink. We need to come and be in relationship with him. He says that the Father hides these things from the experts, the wise and the prudent, and he reveals them to little babes. So wherever you're at today, maybe you're in the country, maybe you're in the city as I am, why not come to Jesus? Why not come and say, Lord, I want rest in my soul. I had an experience about 5 or 6 years ago where I nearly had a nervous breakdown. I mean, it was just being a pastor and I was constantly, you know, running after people and doing this. And just the problem in a way was I was taking all the curse of the people off people and then carrying them myself. And it wasn't like, you know, I had some massive church, but just I was 24/7 thinking about church and the work of the ministry. Not so much thinking about the Lord, but thinking about the people of the Lord, not the Lord of the people. And I got to the place where it was like my soul just began to collapse under the weight of the stress I was carrying. And I had to learn I can come and I can give all of that stuff away to God and find that place of perfect peace, perfect rest, perfect repose in Him. And guys, it's there for you today. So again, you're going to get some practical details tomorrow, but this is my invitation to you today. Come to Jesus. You will find rest for your soul in Jesus' name. Thanks for watching, guys. I will see you tomorrow. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Drop me a comment. I'd love to say hi to you wherever you're at in the world. And blessings in Jesus' name. Bye for now.